It is time for the Miller Lite Flight Deck Halftime Report. We are live on the Miller Lite Flight Deck. I'm Don Tollefson, and we are so honored again tonight to have an opportunity to sing the praises of a former great Eagle. And you know he was a great when you only need one word to name him. Let's take a look back at the awesome career of Jaws.
A franchise that had endured 10 straight seasons without a playoff appearance had its fortunes changed when the Eagles acquired quarterback Ron Jaworski to trade in 1977. Under Jaworski's direction, the Eagles reached the postseason in four of the next five seasons, including a memorable run to Super Bowl 15 in the 1980 campaign when Jaworski was named the NFL's Player of the Year. In his 10 seasons with the Eagles, Jaworski passed for 26,963 yards and 175 touchdowns. In the magical Super Bowl season, Jaworski tossed 27 touchdowns and had just 12 interceptions, taking Dick Vermeil's team through a stirring NFC Championship game win into the Super Bowl, the franchise's first championship appearance in 20 years. Jaworski's leadership, his toughness, and his intelligence marked a brilliant NFL career and launched him into a post-football career that has made him a friendly face in all of our television rooms as one of the leaders in the football broadcast industry. Jaworski helped turn an organization around and point it in the right direction to the top of the NFL.
Well, he did have great facial hair then, but today a much more clean-cut guy. We loved him then. We love him now. A community icon. Let's give it up for former Eagle, Ron Jaworski.
Tolly, thank you. Philadelphia Eagle fans, thank you very much. You do have a piece of my heart. I'd like to thank Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles organization for allowing me to be the honorary captain here this evening and represent so many great Eagles of the past, guys that lived, worked, and loved this community, loved to play football, and wear that Eagle green. I am honored to represent them. As I travel around the country, I'm privileged to say wonderful, great things about the passionate Philadelphia Eagle fans, how much they love their Eagle football team. There is no greater sports base, no greater football base in America than the fans of the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I know this has not been a good year. We all bleed Eagle green. We're all disappointed, but it's always darkest before dawn. And the day is coming when Vince comes to town, and Vince being Vince Lombardi, the Vince Lombardi Trophy. That day will come. That day will come to Philadelphia and right down Broad Street. That parade will be held. Continue your passion. Continue your loyalty because you deserve a world championship. God bless you all. Thanks for allowing me to share this night with you.
Awesome stuff with my friend Jaws. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to talk X's and O's about the young Eagles. But right now, let's check out the Angry Birds with my friend Cousin Ed. Cousin Ed.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Jaws. I'm down here with Jonathan Hoppe from Haddonfield, New Jersey. He's about to attempt a larger-than-life version of the Canucks Angry Birds building set to win season tickets to the 2013 season and the entire Canucks Angry Birds building set line. Jonathan's got three shots from the 20-yard line. There goes one. Oh, we got the kingpin. He's got to knock the whole 15-foot high structure down and the pigs at the goal line. Here comes the next one. Swoop's helping him out. Let's go with the slingshot. Another bird in and... Way to go! Oh, yes! Come on, one more shot. He's got the minion pig. Let's go, one more. Let's hear for Jonathan, Eagles fans. Is he going to do this? Make some noise! Oh! Congratulations! You're going to get yourself season tickets to the 2013 season. Congratulations, Jonathan! Yes! Let's send it back up to the Miller Lite Flight Deck Halftime Report with Don and Jaws.
We are back with Ron Jaworski, and it's time now, Jaws, to talk X's and O's, and nobody does it better in the business. What have you seen from Nick Foles so far in his play with the Eagles?
Well, no question, it's been impressive. When you watch Nick Foles, the one thing that jumps out is the arm strength.
that I believe to be a great quarterback in the National Football League. Not a mediocre quarterback, not an average quarterback, but to be great, you have to have arm strength and accuracy. And what we have seen from Nick Foles so far, a small sampling, is a quarterback that can make the NFL-type throws that are necessary and make those throws down the field accurately. And I also love toughness now. If you want to play quarterback in the NFL, Tommy, you better be able to take some shots.
Absolutely.
And Nick has shown the ability to be tough in the pocket.
What in this offseason does Nick Foles have to work the most on, in your estimation?
Like any other quarterback, you know, it's the constant repetition and experience that you get. This is great experience he's getting right now. You know, it's a disappointing season for all us Eagle fans and this Eagle team, but some young players are now coming to the forefront. You can see the future is bright with some of these young players on this Eagles roster, and the offseason will be critical for Nick Foles. It really will be, and he'll be in an NFL-style conditioning program, workout program, where he'll get bigger, stronger, faster. He'll fill out. He'll improve his quickness of foot. All those little things that you have to do in the offseason rather than focus on playing games, you're focused on getting personally better.
Josh, young players getting a lot of experience this season, but really getting a win last week in Tampa, how much does that advance just their mentality towards next season?
It's a belief. When you begin to believe in the hard work that you've been doing, you believe in the coaching, you believe in the system that's in place, and you're losing, you're thinking, there's some doubt. Maybe we're not doing it the right way. But when you get a victory like the Eagles had last week in Tampa on the road against a team playing for a playoff spot, it reinforces all those things the coaches are talking about. Play as a team, stick together, fight for each other. All of a sudden, you get the benefit of that victory, and I tell you what, you start puffing your chest out and feeling good. And there's been a carryover of that right now. The Eagles are playing rock-solid football so far tonight.
Josh, last question. A lot of 2012 rookie scene action. We've seen some of the awesome highlights here. What's your overall impression of the class of 2012 as a group?
Yeah, so far so good. And I think the most important thing is the young players are getting playing time. You know, there's only so much you can learn on the practice field, in the meeting rooms, in training camp, in the off-season. But when you get on the field and experience the speed of the NFL, the intensity of the NFL on game day, the young guys will be much more prepared for next season. You hate to say this season is lost and forgotten, but we always have to look to the future. And that's what I think is very, very exciting for Eagle fans. The future looks very bright.
All right, Eagles fans knew him as a great quarterback, a great color commentator, but he also does amazing work with his wife Liz in the community giving back. He is the one, the only, Jaws. Great being with you.
Thanks, Sally.
You got it.
Eagles fans, at this time, please welcome back to the playing field your 2012 Philadelphia Eagles!
Like I won, talk like the wind in my chest, that's on. G5, you For the Eagles to start the second half. Deepest in kick return position for the Bengals.